Billy Brownless, AFL legend, Triple M Rush Hour legend. Good morning to you and happy Friday Freedom Day, pal.
Oh, Lukey boy, you wouldn't believe how happy Melburnians are as we wake up today, Friday. This is magnificent. And I'll tell you, it's funny, Luke, it's the simple things. Mate, I can't wait to go to a bar and get a beer off the tap. Just a little order a beer, watch them pour it, and then you sit down and just drink a beer. Or if you want to, go into a coffee shop and sit down and actually have a coffee. Just simple things like that, mate.
262 days of harsh COVID-19 measures, the most lockdown city in the world. Billy, I want to talk about the things you're looking forward to, and you just mentioned a few. But just looking back, you must be sad for the businesses and the people who have suffered so much stress. Has it been worth it?
Look, who knows? But to be honest, a lot of those people that have got gyms, you know, and they're young people that have set up a gym, they've put a bit of money out there, and they haven't been open, as you said, for 262 days. Publicans are doing it really tough. And the problem there is, Luke, that because you're not open and your staff, they go and get a job. A lot of them have gone to Dunkin's or the bottle shops. And because they got work, because they're very, very busy, all these big bottle shops, they're very busy. And then they go, we're not going back to a pub. I'm getting paid as much here and I'm probably not working as hard. So now you've got to open. It's hard finding staff and finding good staff, mate. So it's been bloody difficult, to be honest.
It's too early for you to tell yet. And I know that your pub's in Geelong, but you are in constant touch with hotels in the heart of Melbourne. What do you think? Are people going to go hard today? Is it going to be like Mad Monday?
Yes, it's going to be Silly Friday or what are we? Thank God it's Friday. So I don't know what Friday Freedom Day we're calling it, but they'll come in and you know what they'll have, mate? They'll have lunch, but then they'll have an entree or they'll have dessert and they'll have a bottle of wine and then they'll have another bottle of wine or they'll drink because they've got a lot of money. You haven't been spending any money, you know, and it's all bottled up. So they'll go hard, as restaurants or whatever it may be. Yeah, they'll be ordering entrees, mains, and we'll have a look at the dessert menu, please. And what's the best wine you got or what's the best champagne you got? And away we go. So look out for that over the weekend. It'll be huge.
Has JobKeeper helped at all?
Yes. JobKeeper kept us afloat. And I'm talking here for publicans and coffee shop owners and businesses like that. The JobKeeper was fantastic early days. It obviously cost the government too much and they pulled it, and there are some government incentives that have helped along the way, but JobKeeper was very good to us, mate.
Have you, to do the rush hour, have you been going into the studio or are you doing it remote?
No, I've been going into the studio, but then we got closed down last week.
That's right. There was a big scare, yeah.
Yeah, there was a big scare. So, and the poor old Department of Health were that busy. They couldn't, we didn't get any a word from them for about 2 or 3 days because, yeah, they've been that busy with a lot of places. So we had the best of for a few days. So, mate, it's just been flat out, you know, and the case numbers are still high, but I like this. Everyone's getting double vaxxed now. The numbers are good, double vaxxed, and away we go, and we've got to learn to live with it.
Yeah, because New South Wales now 2 weeks and a bit into freedom, and, you know, I asked the question, Did we go full freedom? Well, it's not full freedom. It's freedom-ish. No. There were still plenty of restrictions.
Oh, that's right.
But what do you say to people who are still saying, I don't trust the vaccine, I'm not getting it no matter what, it's a conspiracy?
Well, I just can't believe that all the good people out there and the medical people and you know, the government, they're very good doctors and things. They're not going to... I just can't see how it's a conspiracy. And don't worry, I've had a few arguments. We've got a chef here, mate, and he won't get vaxxed. So guess what? Today, he's not working with us anymore, and it's a shame because he's a bloody good chef, but he won't get vaxxed.
What's his reason?
Well, he reckons it's a medical reason. So we sent him to the doctor. Doctor said no, and then we sent him to another doctor, of course. He said, And he said, no, I won't give you an extension. So, unfortunately, now this bloke's a good chef. And mate, he's out of work as of today. It's
Jesus.
It's sad, yeah. It really is.
Because I'm double vaxxed and I've been double vaxxed for a while. So has my whole family. But yeah. The younger members of my family were listening to the bullshit on the internet and watching.
That's right.
And suddenly, Billy, I've never met so many epidemiologists in my life.
Oh, that know everything. And all of a sudden, mate, guess what? And it is the younger generation. You're spot on there, mate. And guess what? When they want to walk into the pub today, they're not getting in, mate. When they want to fly and go up to Queensland and have a bit of fun, they won't get on a plane. It's just, you just got to do it to help everyone out. And if you're not vaxxed, then you're not getting in anywhere. And unfortunately, like it or lump it, they're the rules.
I'm talking with Triple M legend and AFL legend Billy Brownless, who owns a pub. His pub's in Geelong. So you have a mandate, no vax, no job and no entry?
Well, that's a mandate, the government mandate. We can't do it as a pub, but that is a government regulation now, that if you aren't double vaxxed by today, you can't get work.
So how do you play? Do people have to flash their iPhone?
Yeah,
and
they've got to, yeah. So what happens now is people come in, especially to my pub down at Geelong. They come in, they've got it. It's on the on their phone, and it comes up as a green tick, and it says vaccinated. So that's good. That makes it a little bit easier. But then also we've got to ask them for ID, because if Melbourne people still can't come down to Geelong, I know it's Freedom Day in Melbourne, but they're not allowed to come down to the regional areas yet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. So you've got all that. And I'm tipping that as a business owner, you'd rather it be mandated by the government so that your staff on the door aren't being hammered.
But there lies the problem, Lukey boy, is that these poor staff, and they're being like police. They're at the door, standing at the door, stopping people coming in. Can I have a look at your license? Can I have a look at your phone? And that's like policing, and they're not the police, you know. And I can understand the police don't want to do it either, because that's not their job. So the government has just said, no, go, you know, you open up, you've got to look after it. But if you've got a poor young girl that's inexperienced and young at the door, and someone arcs up, as you know, they can, mate, then she's in tears, you know.
Yeah.
It's look, we're open, we're not complaining, but there are a few, we've got a few little issues, mate.
What would, just I'll let you go, but what message would you like to broadcast to the first of all, to the people of Melbourne, the people of Victoria, and as you know, I have a national audience. What do you want to say today?
Oh, they've just got to get vax, mate. And I know there's a lot of conspiracies out there, and there's a lot of bullshit, as you said, on the internet, but you've got to get vax, because if you're not going to get vaxxed, you're not going to get in anywhere. You're not going to get into the pitches. You're not going to get into the pubs or the coffee shops. You're not going to get on a plane. And if everyone gets vaxxed, we're a lot better, you know. And the other thing is, and I'm not a doctor, but at some stage we're going to get corona. I think we're all going to get it. But if we're double vaxxed, we've got a lot bigger opportunity, mate. We've got a lot better opportunity. And I'm not a doctor, but that's the way it's heading.
And look, I'm Indigenous and I get the flu vax every year, because if I get the full-on flu, I'm hammered. Now, I get the vaccination and sometimes I get a mild dose of the flu, but it's a mild dose. And I get the jab every year because the strain reinvents itself. And, mate, I'm happy to roll up my bloody sleeve.
Yeah, but that's good. And that's what we've got to do, mate. And we'll get it. I reckon we all might get coronavirus, you know. We all might get COVID. But it'll be a mild dose and we'll get through it, you know?
Hey, listen, here's a question. You're going to hate this question. What's on the rush hour today?
Well, it's been interesting because Brayshaw's gone away. He only does... finishes up Brent.
I mean, you do the hard yards. I understand. Okay. We all know, and everyone in the radio industry knows that you do the hard yards. Go on.
That's right. So I'm with Nick Riebolt, which is very interesting because he's over in Houston, Texas.
Right.
And he's been telling me some great stories about, you know, walking around in Houston and there's a bloke carrying a gun. And so Nick pulled him up and said, mate, how can you carry a gun? He said, no, we're allowed to carry guns. You've got to have exemptions and all that. And you've got to get tested, you know, your license, and they look into your history and that. But he was walking around the streets of Houston carrying a gun and just some unbelievable things that, you know, I suppose in America and what's going on. And he said even the Ben Simmons story is huge in America. You know, it's big here, but it's huge over there. So
Ben Simmons, I was reading online yesterday the report on him when he was in college, and it was all there. And I said, I'm a basketballer, and I said at the very, very beginning, he's got to work on his perimeter game, because once he's a threat from the outside, he'll penetrate because the defense will hang off him. But this sad, sad way it's going with Philadelphia, does it make you sad?
It does. It does, because he's acting like... He's obviously been told he's got to train or turn up to training to get paid. He doesn't want to be there. There's nothing worse if you've got someone on your footy team, netball team, whatever it is, and he doesn't want to be there and don't want to train and don't want to mix with his mates. You've got to get rid of them, mate, because they become a cancer in your team, you know, and they're no good. So I'll tell you what he should have done. He should have gone and played for bloody Australia in the Olympics, because then we would have wrapped our arms around him. He would have had mates there that would have wrapped their arms around him. We would have played well. They did very well, and he would have been loved, you know, again. But I just feel a bit sorry for him. I don't know if he's got the right advice.
Billy Brownless is with me. I've got to let you go. But quickly, the NRL, as you know, have got another franchise coming in, not next year, the year after. Wayne Bennett's been confirmed as the coach. Is there enough room in the AFL for another franchise?
No, not yet. And the next team will be Tasmania, and that's going to be 3 or 4 years. But... just not yet, mate. With the COVID, there's less money. Some clubs are really struggling and things like that. So we just need 2 or 3 years to get crowds back, to get some money into these footy clubs. And then we can look at another team. And we're obviously a national comp, and Tassie would be a great team to have, but it won't be for another 2 or 3 years.
Billy, those two clowns that snuck into Western Australia and went to the grand final, they've got a 3-month jail term now, 11 months, 3 months suspended. Was that enough?
Well, yes. It's a pretty hefty sentence, I thought. Because
jail term, yeah. It doesn't get tougher than that.
I know. And look, they'll have great memories and they got snuck, but they shouldn't have been there. Plus, they did some, I think, dodgy stuff in Darwin, didn't they, with their license and things
like that. That's right. They forged the license, yep.
Yeah, so I thought it was a good whack, actually, and it'll deter some other blokes who will think of doing it next time and things like that. So, I thought that wasn't too bad.
Hey, listen, I've got my money's worth from you this morning, Billy.
Yeah, I know. Well, I want to get out. I'm waiting to get out and have a couple of frothies because I'm looking forward to it. It looks like when the bell rings at the stock market and away we go and... But people have got to book in. Everyone's got to book in and get ready, and they get there early. They'll be toey and everything, and look out. There'll be some sore heads tomorrow, mate. Don't worry about that.
Billy, thank you so much for your time this morning. Have a great Freedom Day. Freedom Friday.
Freedom Friday, Lukey. Good on you, buddy.
Woohoo!